do actually have an ambassador from Headspace here, Joey Dykstra. Joey, how's it going?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Thank you so much for joining us, Joey. This is such a pleasure. Headspace does such great work. I guess a great place to start is how did you come into the orbit of Headspace? What was your beginnings with this organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So I got referred to Headspace by my doctor as I was experiencing some difficulty after experiencing chronic illness for the first time at age 15.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into Headspace with my mom. She helped me go through the process of, you know, having an appointment with the access clinician just to like talk about what's going on for you and find out about like your life, like who's important to you and all that sort of stuff. And then I was involved with the one-on-one support for a while, and that was really helpful to me, particularly looking back, as sometimes it takes a bit of time, but yeah, keep on working on it, and it has really improved my mental health and my understanding of what's going on in my life.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that like adjusting to chronic health is a huge trigger for some people as well, and it helps to know that there's resources out there to help them too. That's awesome to hear. And you're based in Albany in WA, and there's lots of factors that make sort of accessing mental health services really difficult, especially for people living regionally or rurally. How important are organisations like Headspace for young people living in those regional areas?
They are absolutely essential, I would say. Headspace has been a massive help to me throughout the years, and I've interacted with them multiple times across their different services. And having a service that is free, that is dedicated to young people, and that has multiple services to address multiple issues is really important to the mental health of young people, and particularly in those rural areas where there aren't that many options. So the first counsellor I went to was a private counsellor, and she really talked down to me and I felt really belittled. But going into Headspace, where they are so actively being youth-friendly and getting that feedback and incorporating young voices, I felt really supported and understood and validated that young people can go through difficult times and they need that support. And that getting that support and getting that education around mental health has been enormous for both myself and my friends who've also experienced mental ill health. Important to mention also that for rural areas, especially those who don't have a Headspace, Headspace has online services called eHeadspace, where you can also access one-on-one support, you can access peer chats, you can access work and study, and a whole bunch of resources with information about a wide range of topics. So that's a really good option as well if a young person doesn't have access to a Headspace centre.
That is so, so great to hear. And as someone, yeah, who also grew up experiencing mental health troubles as a teen, also grew up regionally as well, having access to that sort of thing is so vital and so important. And like you say, if they're not in the actual town that you're in or anywhere near you are, it's all online. That's where the proceeds from the t-shirts are going to this year, is Headspace's peer support online community program, which we can talk more about in a moment. But that's just so great, because as a teen, that was like the thing that was hugest for me, just realizing there are other people that feel this way. There are other people that are struggling. It's not just me. I'm not isolated in this country town where maybe, you know, open mental health speak wasn't so encouraged back then. So it's great to hear, Joey.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about a lot of great points that, yeah, I really resonate with it as well. Experiencing mental ill health can be really isolating, and it can be, you know, make you feel really lonely and that no one understands you. But having a place that is like your one-stop shop for all your well-being needs is really important to see there are people like you, and to connect with people who are going through the same thing, and to know that there's help out there and that you don't have to go through this alone. Been something that is really crucial to so many young people.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's a pretty vital work that you all do out there, which is pretty, it's incredible to hear. And you started getting help from the organization, and now you're working in amongst it now. Can you tell us about that path and that journey?
So as I said, I've interacted with Headspace many times over the years, and I started to get to know the staff, and everyone was so friendly. And I started that 2 years ago to be involved with their local reference panel in the Albany Centre. So that's a group of young people who give feedback on the Headspace services of Albany. We volunteer in events, we help organise events, we review any document or media before it goes out to make sure it's youth friendly. We actually got to have input in the renovations that were done in Albany and to make sure that the physical space was youth friendly as well. So that was really great. So I was volunteering with them And then the opportunity came up to join the national reference group. So I applied for that and I was given this amazing opportunity to do the same sort of thing of providing that young person's feedback and making sure the services are youth-friendly and youth-centered on a national level, which has been phenomenal. I've, you know, gotten to speak to you guys. I've gotten to go to Parliament in Canberra and talk to some members of Parliament. I've gotten to help design the programs that Headspace runs and so many other things, along with that. There's about 20 of us, and we're all there to make sure that young voices are heard, which is something that's really important because a lot of the time organizations aren't specifically catered to us, but Headspace at every level of the organization is prioritizing young people and what's important to them.
This is so nice to hear. It is such incredible work that you do at Headspace and Headspace as an organization does. I was so happy to see when this was our charity's partner for the Hottest 100 this year. As mentioned before, so what happens is we sell the t-shirts and all of the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds of the t-shirts, which are made out of 100% recycled materials, by the way, go towards expanding Headspace's peer support online community program. Did you want to just tell us a little bit more about that, specifically what the program is and where the money from the t-shirts is going?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I've also got to go get myself a t-shirt. They look cool. So the Peer Support Program is a program where people who have experienced mental ill health use their experiences to help people who are currently experiencing difficulty. So that would be, you know, maybe if I was to go into that role, it would be someone who, like me, who has experienced struggles, and then they have those conversations and they give that support to people who are currently experiencing that. So unfortunately in Albany, we don't have peer support because there's not the funding for it. So buy lots of t-shirts so that we can get it, because it is an absolutely amazing resource and does really great work to have someone who understands your struggles from lived experience rather than just a textbook or sympathy. It's really vital and really helps young people know that they're not alone. And I think the advice that a person who has experienced those difficulties gives is very practical and very different to the one that a clinical professional may give. While that's incredibly valuable, it's really great to have those different perspectives and to have someone you can talk with casually and build that rapport with. And yeah, it really helps people in their journey to see people who have come out the other side. And it really gives that hope to young people that recovery is possible and support is out there.
Yeah, that's so nice. And just breaking down the idea of what mental health support can look like as well is so important for people. Like, I know before, while I was still on the outside of it all, I was picturing this like very scary, sterile situation where it's like me on a doctor's sofa or whatever, like Sigmund Freud or something, like such an ill-informed idea of it. It's not like that at all. Sometimes it's this space in between, or it's a group chat. It's connecting with people in a similar situation to you. So such a great thing.
Yeah, and I think Headspace really values those voices who have gone through it, or people who have supported people who are struggling, that it's a really valuable information having gone through it yourself. And yeah, like Luca was saying, it's not this sterile environment with a person who doesn't care about you. These are people, the peer supports particularly, these are people who have gone through it themselves and who are using that experience to help people who are currently, you know, experiencing those mental health struggles or life difficulties. You know, you're not sitting on a couch, you know, having someone taking notes, although, you know, that one-on-one support from professionals is really great. I mean, I lay on my counselor's couch just to help with my fatigue. So
yes, it's nice to lie down.
It's a really great service that doesn't feel too clinical. It doesn't feel hospitalized. It's really individualized support that meets you where you are and directs issues and attentions to what's important to you.
Totally, totally. So as if you needed any other excuse to buy a Hottest 100 t-shirt this year, it's 100% recycled materials. The design is awesome. And 100% of the proceeds go towards helping Headspace and amazing people like Joey supporting the work that they do all over Australia. Lastly, Joey, it is, of course, the sponsor for the Hottest 100. Have you voted in the Hottest 100? Is there anything, any tracks you've loved this year? Anything you want to play out and let the people here give a shout out to?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's this band called Space Dive that I love, and I go see them locally as much as I can. And one of the band members has started their own kind of side gig under the name 40th Parallel, and their song Red Gum Pass is something I absolutely love to listen to and is really calming. And I think music is really great mental health management tool for so many people, so I would love to give them a shout out.
Amazing. Love it. Keeping it local. Thank you so much. That was Joey Dykstra from Headspace. Thanks for coming and chatting with us today and letting us know all the amazing work that you do and that Headspace do.
Yeah, thank you so much. Headspace has helped me enormously. So if you're struggling with anything and you're 12 to 25, absolutely give Headspace your attention because they're there to support you regardless of what you're going through.
Beautiful.
And buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt. Thank you so much for all the work that you do, Joey, and for your time today as well. If you're out there listening and this brought up anything for you at all, of course, reach out to Lifeline on 131114 or do like I did the first time I ever got in touch with Lifeline and send them a text. That is also an option for people who are anxious about calling. It's there for you. The number is 0477 131114. You're with Luca and Jordan on Triple J Summer Brekkie.